Hashem, that was 2 days of Chabad. Now, with Hashem's help, we're going to go further on the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. We have a few little small pieces of Gemara to learn. Try to keep on moving in Makas Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph 12a. Hashem's help, we're going to continue moving. Hopefully, finish this parish by Rosh Hashanah. That's Hashem. That's a new parish next month. Hashem's up. Baruch Hashem. But let's see over here. See, Gemara. We're holding now. Yesterday we talked about the stories about Shachting the Yetzirah and all those good stories. Now, we're holding now 6 lines from where the lines get wide. Amar Rabbi Avo. 6 lines, down 6 lines from that, 6 words from the end of the line. Amar Rabbi Avo. Rav Avoh says the following: Ari miklat lo yitnu l'kfura. Ari miklat were not given to the Levian to be buried there. It's not the place to bury people. Actually, right now they want to say you don't bury people there. Don't make cemeteries in Ari miklat. The wrong place to make your cemetery. I know it's cheap land. It's just Levian there. It's not, you know, it's not such high real estate. But no making a Beis HaKfaras, the Ari miklat into a Beis HaKfaras. Because the pasuk says, and their fields, their empty fields, you they shall be lebehemtam for their animals, for their chush of their chush is like their property and their possessions. Ulchol chayasam from all their life. That's the pasuk. That's a quote for the pasuk from Hamidbar Lamed Hey Gimel. So what's the drush with me? Lechayim mitnu. It was given for live people and live things. It was given for the use of the living. V'loy l'kfura, and not for burying people, not for dead people. It's made for living and not for kfura. Good, that's what Gemara says. So you don't bury anyone, this Gemara seems to say, in a ear miklat. What's the problem? We just learned 2 days ago that someone who is a murderer and he dies in the ear miklat, we do bury him. Gemara says, Meistvei, we have a question. What's our question? We have a dress that says Shama. We have a pasuk that says that the Ritzeach should go over there. Right? And where this pasuk? This pasuk is in, if you look at a fancy Gemara, by letter Hey, sorry, Gemara, it says, the pasuk says like this: V'itzilu ha'eda es ha'Ritzeach, the congregation should save the murderer Yad Goel Hadam from the hands of the Redeemer of blood. V'heshivu oisa ha'eda, and the congregation to return him El Ir Miklata, to the city of refugees, Asher Nasif Shama, which he ran over there. And then it says, the Yasha Ba, he shall live in it Ad Moed HaKohen Gadol, till the Kohen Gadol dies. Asher Masa Oshav Hashem HaKadosh. So what's this possibly referring to? Referring to the city. What was the scenario here? The person killed by mistake. Achor Yaakov, what does he do? He runs to Ir Miklat first. We bring him back to be judged in the best city. That's his possible. And now the Ritzeach has the Goel Hadam could kill him. So we said earlier, we mentioned Gemara earlier, we send with him 2 rabbis and people to try to save him, convince the Goel Hadam not to kill him until he gets the Ari Miklat. Correct your back, what we said? He sent him 2 rabbis. Now, what the interesting thing is, the Gemara is making a drasha. Why did it have to say, should bring him to the Ari Miklat, asar nos shama, which he flees to over there? The word shama seems to be extra. So we're making a drasha. So let's go back to the Gemara. May say Shama. The father says the word Shama. We'll make a drasha. Sham to hey dirasa. Over there should be his dira. What's a dira? His
dwelling place.
Dwelling place. Sham to hey over there should be misasai, which is his death is for his death is where he gets buried. Sorry, we say Sham te kurasa. That's where he should die. Yeah? Sham te kurasa is where we had earlier. That's where he should be buried, right? We said earlier, what's the wife say to die there and be buried there?
Because he could die before he started going out. After judgment, he could die before he got to the Ar-Miklat.
Uh-huh. Even if a guy dies before he goes to Ar-Miklat, we don't care. Let's say a guy gets judged and he's so shocked of what came out that he killed the shaykh, he's just living in Ar-Miklat the rest until the Kohen died. He dropped it dead. A heart attack. Doesn't matter. We take in, we make a levaya, and it's going to Salah. He said the Ar-Miklat is going to the Ar-Miklat.
So as we covered previously, the only time he's exhumed is when the Kohen Gadol dies and he's returned to his ancestral property.
Perfect. Oh, Shamtei Vesas, Shamtei Kuras. So we have a question now. You told me you can't bury people in Ari Miklat, in the city of the Levim, people don't get buried there. And now you're telling me you should bury them with the murderer over there. So it's a contradiction. Nachon asked me, why is contradiction? Here, Bar. So Bar said, simple. Rotseach Shani, a murderer is different. That he should be buried in the Ari Miklat. Why? The Gali Bei Rahmana, the Gali, it was revealed in him to Pasuk. Rahmana refers to the Pasuk. The Pasuk revealed us that he's different. Usually, one father said, no one should be buried in Ari Miklat. Who's that talking to? That's so. The Levim, you should live there and not get buried there. Correct? Another father said that a murderer should get buried there. It's true. So he's an exception to the rule. This is a rule. An exception to the rule. So saying, over there is different because the Pasuk really says, interesting that the word Rahmana, what the word Rahmana means? Rahmana really means Rahmana's pity. But we find Hashem is called Rahmana. If we say Sikhas Rahmana, Hashem is called Rahmana. The Torah is called Rahmana, like over here we say Rahmana. And Klai Yisrael also are called Rahmana. Right? So Klai, Hashem, Klai Yisrael, the Torah, we're all one. We're all called Rahmana. We're all called merciful. Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are all called Rahman, Rahul. Fine. Let's see. Rashi. Rashi over here. It's across from three line, third wide line, right? Across from the third wide line. It says, Leinitnu l'kvura. The Levim, Shehen Shalem, the Levim can't be buried there because it belongs to them. That's what Rashi has to say on this Gemara. So Levim can't be buried there. So according at the end of the day, what's the Gemara's drasha?
It's a laws under the religion. The Levim Shehain Shalhem.
Shehain, that these cities Shalhem are theirs. Even the Levim that these cities are theirs, they still should not be buried in the Bedevim. Meaning, to tell me you shouldn't bury Israel in there, it's simple. Of course you shouldn't. But the Chiddush, even Levim is their cities, right? Usually, if you own a piece of land, you can bury your people on your land, right? Unless you have Achuza. Each guy like maybe had a cemetery in the backyard. If you have a chuzah, right? I don't know, some empty land to make a harmonuchas. Every person had their land. And you bury, you do whatever you want on your land. You can bury all your whole family on your land, all your grandfather, and your physical in your backyard. Right? But the Levim, even though it's their land, you're not allowed to bury people over there. It seems like Rashi was saying, it's simple, other people shouldn't bury in the Levim's land. But even the Levim shouldn't bury their land. Shehin that is Shalem, it's their land, still they shouldn't bury their own people in their in the Irmikla in their cities. Good? That's interesting. Because there's no like two base sephiras. Like, we felt like, there's different sections. You know, there's the murderer section. There was one big base sephiras. So anybody who's being buried there is a murderer. It's probably interesting. You bury all the people. It'd probably be cheaper. You just bury them until the Kohen Gadol dies and dig up the whole cemetery. If the Kohen Gadol would die, you dig up the whole Irmikla cemetery and transport them to wherever their families are. And then start fresh, start selling new ones. Just resell the same plots.
It's like a
portable. It's a portable grave. Then you just lift up. And put a big shelf. Easier. Fine. Yes, the Baruch Hashem. So that's interesting. That was the basic verse there. The basic verse is just for murderers. Yeah, that's where they got it from. Interesting. Fine. Kashem, God. Now we're going back to make another quote from the Mishnah to speak about it again. Say, Kashem Sheir Ir Kolat, that's just like the city absorbs. What do you say in our Mishnah? Anybody remember?
The
boundary also absorbs. Meaning like this. We always have a halacha that 2,000 amas surrounding a city have the halacha of that city. For example, Hilchos Shabbos, right? You're not supposed to leave your city without making an Erev, right? Without making an Erev. But you have 2,000 amas out of your city, that's all considered to be your city. So you can walk there, right? You're allowed to walk there. Nachon? So usually we have a halacha that 2,000 amas around your city are considered your city. That's the halacha. Correct? So now, what about Ari Miklat? You have an Ari Miklat, right? Do we also give the leeway of 2,000 amas around the city to be considered the Ari Miklat, that the murderer could run there or not? What do you say, Rabbi Yaakov?
Well, if it's part of the city, then yes, but...
So since halakhically, it's usually part of the city. So if he runs there, He could be safe. But our Gemara is going to say a chiddush that he can't live there. He could run there. But we're going to say a chiddush in a special part of the city, he can't live there. Because this part, according to the simple pshat, if 2,000 amos around the city is part of the city, he should be able to live there. Because part of this are in Mikla.
But there's another halacha.
Oh, that what? That
you can't make from
immigration
here.
Oh, so for, yes.
You can start living there.
Yeah, we're going to say, so we're going to do the ones that ask on it. Basically, we're saying now,
because that would expand the Ari Mikla.
No, Ari Mikla gets expanded because that's the simple halacha. That's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah taught me the regular halacha. Just like the Ari Mikla, just like the city could absorb and save the murderer, so too the 2,000 amos around the city. Because 2,000 amos around the city get the halacha of the city. Correct? Like by Shabbos. So that's what the Mishnah said. Just like Hashem Sheh Irkola, just like the city absorbed and could save it, so too the Tchum, the boundary of 2,000 amos around it could save it. Good. Well, why is there a minu who comes in? Why is when you have a blanket contradiction? I have a contradiction to you. You're telling me that what you think very nice, that's how it always works. I have a contradiction. I have a drasha that tells me, the pasuk teaches me, in this case it's different. It tells me, v'yashav va. It's in the pasuk we just quoted, it happens to you. The minu olam echafei says, he should dwell in it. The murderer should dwell in the city. So you make a drasha. But he has to be in the city, actually. The loyal with whom are not in its boundaries. You can't be the 2,000 amos. So this brisa sees to be a straight out contradiction to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said you could demand, you could go on the boundary, and this brisa says you can. A straight out contradiction. So Rabbi says it's not a problem. Like Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Why? Kan look like. Here is referring to absorbing. Kan ladr. Here is referring to living. That one, when you told me, what's our contradiction again? One place you tell me 2,000 amos does help the murderer. The Bryce says it doesn't help. So what's the tariff? Depends. If he's on the run, he wants to absorb him, it's going to help. Kan. Oh, here is look like. Our mission is referring to a case where it's look like, to absorb it. So we'll absorb it. If he's on the run, the minute he hits 2,000 amos, he's good, he's safe. However, over here where you told me he can't stay there, I mean, he can't live there permanently. Can't ladder. He can't. Can't ladder. He can't. And here it's referring to. Here it's referring to absorbing, here it's referring to living. Good?
So the difference would be, say, like planting a garden versus planting a tent or a house.
Fine. So what do we say? A Ritzayach, what's halacha? Rabbi Yaakov, what's halacha? A Ritzayach that kills. Does he have the right to those 2,000 amos? Are they going to help him or not going to help him? The boundary of the Ari Mikla, is going to help him or not?
He can be helped.
Oh, he could.
Because he can't be killed, but he cannot live there.
Oh, he can't live there. Good.
But they can do other things with the 2,000.
Oh, let's see.
Such as making a garden.
In half of it. We're going to see in a second. Talk about that in a minute. Fun. Say, Kyle, look at it. So that's the word it says, so he's not allowed to live there. But basically, if you have no right to live in the boundaries. The Gemara asks the question, ladder to live there? I don't need you to teach me that a murderer can't live there. Nobody's allowed to live there. Typically, learn it out. Typically, literally means take it out. You got there, Fred? Typically means you just take it out. It means learn it out from the following. We have a rule already. Ein oisin sade mikrash. You're not allowed to take a field and make it into a mikvah. So I'll explain what this means. Like this. The Torah says like this. The Torah says, outside of the city of Levim, you have to make 2,000 amos. 1,000 amos surrounding is supposed to be green land. It's supposed to look nice. It's supposed to be green land and everything, where the animal is supposed to go. Like, you know,
graze
and everything. Basically, you're allowed to use that. You're allowed to use that 1,000 amos. But the other 1,000... it's supposed to just look nice. You're not allowed to touch it. So, see, a midrash, you bring down, they wrote down, you got there, Rabbi Yaakov, what's the other 1,000 for? Rabbi Yaakov, what do you do with the other 1,000 amos that's around?
Just a green space.
Just a green space. Supposed to look nice. Supposed to have a nice view. Maybe the Levim need to go do a tefillah over there. It was special land, 1,000 amos, just to look nice. You're not allowed to touch those 1,000 amos. You're only so like this. So that's just Sudan, but it's a special Allah, there's a custom. Whatever is supposed to, 1,000 amos around the fields for the Levim, right? Fields for animals and everything. Good. The next 1,000 is empty land. Now you're not allowed to switch them up. You can't decide, oh, I want to make this 1,000 amos into nice land, the other 1,000 amos into grazing land, right? You have a sadeh. Right outside is called a field. The sadeh is 1,000. And the next 1,000 is called a migrash. The migrash is the empty land, just for nice scenery. You're not going to switch that. Nachon? And you're not going to make a sadeh, migrash, or sadeh. And you can't make a city in any of them. For sure, a migrash, you can't make a city in the migrash. So, where is SE now? You're telling me a murderer is not allowed to live in the borders in these 2,000 amos. That's what you told me. I said, of course, no one's allowed to live here. It's made specifically 1,000 amos is for fields, and the other 1,000 amos is for a migrash, for nice greenery. No one's ever allowed to live. It's not made for building projects. So why do you have to teach me that a ritzach can't go there, can't live there? Nobody's allowed to live there. Good question. So you're telling, I had a contradiction. One day you're telling me a ritzach could go to 2,000 amos. The other place you can't. So you told me, it just teaches me he can't live there. Or it's that simple, he can't live there. No one's allowed to live there. You don't need to be telling a genius brainstorm, he can't live there. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's saying, typically, learn it out, the ain't ice in southern migrash. You can't make it from the field, which is the 1,000 amos, the field one. You can't switch it into the migrash, into the empty land. The low migrash, you can't take the empty land, right? And southern, you can't make it into a southern. The low migrash ear, you can't make the empty land into a city. Well, like your migrash, you can't make it into a migrash. You can't switch up. So no one's allowed to live here. So what do you need to tell me? He can't live here. Nobody's allowed to live here anyway. So you don't have to tell me that the Rishayah can't live here. Rav Shay says, no. We need it. We don't need it only for a tunnel. Because what's the halacha? Is a lady allowed to live a tunnel underneath these 2,000 amos? Let's say he gets Hamas to help him build tunnels. Those tunnels. And they let him build tunnels. They build tunnels under these cities.
A lady.
No problem with a lady. A lady could live underground. Okay. If a lady decides to make an underground thing, he could.
Talking about the Ritzach.
So again, so what are we saying? The Ritzach is not allowed to live even in these tunnels. So let's say Ritzach could say, I have a good idea. I'm just going to live in a tunnel and I'll be happy. I'll go in the tunnel under these 2,000 amos. I don't want to live in the Ari Mikla. There's no such thing. So again, we said we have a Mishnah that says a lady is allowed to go, it's going to help him to go to these 2,000 amos. Correct? We have a Bryce that says it's not going to help him.
2,000 amos outside the Mikvah?
Yeah. So, when we said it's going to help him, that's if he's on the go. On the go, it's going to help him. Our Mishnah says it's going to help him. But the Bryce, though, when it says you can't live in these 2,000 amos, is teaching me even underground. Right, overground and civil. No one's allowed to live overground. So again, so we have over here, we have Mishnah. The Mishnah says the tchom is going to absorb. Right?
Why would you think that a lady can't?
One second. The tchom is going to absorb. Absorb. Fine. The Mishnah says the Tchum does absorb. So what's this referring to? That's in the case if he's on the run. Nachon is if he's on the run.
Absorb and not live.
What does the Bryce say? The Bryce says it's not going to help him. It doesn't. He can't go there. Now we said nobody's allowed to go there. Say even underground. The Bryce says does not absorb. That's referring to the case of living there. Living underground. Good. That's the worst answer. What do you say?
Well, is the price saying not absorb or can't live there?
Can't live there. Can't live there. I mean, we originally said the price is not going to help him. So we're explaining it wrong. We thought it means it can't absorb. Say it's not true. But it means if you can't live underground. The price said doesn't mean you can't absorb. It means you can't live underground. The price says it's not kolitz, it means lashon. Even the lashon of Raisa says It's interesting, because the Lashon of Raisa really is, he really asked a good question. What did Raisa say? Raisa said, it's good. The Braisa didn't say the word absorb. What did Braisa say? The Braisa said, "V'yashvu bav alay v'tchuma." So it's good. Nachon, you're right. The Braisa just said you can't. It's very good. Our Gemara's answer fits into the words. Our Mishnah, what our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, just like the city absorbs, so too the tchum absorbs. So the same message is referring to absorbing on the run. The Braisa was referring to living there, dwelling. V'yashvu bav, you should dwell in it, and not outside. It's very good, because that's referring to living. I mean, you see, the terminology is very good. Because the price is referring to by Yashid Bat, it's referring to dwelling. Saying you dwell in the Arabic, but you can't dwell outside, even underground. Good? So the price is good.
So it's saying it's going from one extreme to another, where you can just run, but you can't pitch a tent, you can't build a house, you can't even build something underground.
Even underground. You can't even live underground. Uh-huh. That's exactly like why does the Pasuk says. We don't know why. That's the Pesukim say. That's the Pesukim say. It's like there's a cost of. It could be that. It's really says over. I think that Pshad said could be right. It could be. What's the point of going to the Arabic class? What are we sending to the Arabic class for? What are you supposed to do there?
To learn
with the Levim. You learn with the Levim, you're going to get a kapar. And Pashad is also going to learn from the Levim. The Levim is teaching. Now, usually Levim aren't living underground outside the city. So probably that's why it's hard to let you stay there.
Uh-huh.
Now
I know
where
I live.
What?
But did you say that the
Levim
could live underground?
They could, but I'm saying, I don't know if they did. I don't have to have a
base measure. I'm talking about Levim, someone who is deaf. The Levim can do whatever they want.
They could do that.
There's
Nachon,
no
you're right.
Saying that they can't.
What about a lady that went to Godos?
It's a whole other
child. He can't
go.
He can't go. He can't go.
You can make the underground of the areas outside the city into a year. Are the undergrounds called the Midrash and Southern? That's the question for Levim.
The tunnels going out where
No, we know that that when you're talking about an area of land or whatever, it goes out of Shamayim. Someone owns a piece of land.
Here the halacha it's like this. The halacha, what's the halacha of Midrash? Halacha of Midrash is the Torah wants you specifically, Rashi means that we'll see soon, that we want specifically to leave a nice 1,000 amos so it just looks nice. Just to look nice. Levim should have a nice scenery outside. That thing's interesting. That's the Torah wants.
Sure.
So this is the right
answer. This doesn't impact them.
What?
The tunnel doesn't impact.
And right, yeah. What about when you make a tunnel? Sometimes might lift it a little bit. So Rashi says you can't. You have to make the tunnel in a way it's not going to lift the ground. See in Rashi.
Yeah, it says up. Shouldn't absorb.
It shouldn't eat anything up. Rashi is up, meaning don't let it affect upwards. Right? Mostly make a tunnel. Just make a little hump in the ground. My tunnel's not so professional, you know. So it's going to be like, you know, and. So you can't do that. It has to be on the ground. You have to leave it looking nice. What we were saying with Rav is when you build a tunnel, it's probably going to settle the ground a little bit. It's going to settle automatically. But it says as long as it doesn't come up over ground, so those your tunnels not coming over ground.
If the tunnel was deep enough and no impact on you.
That's what we said. The lady's allowed to. That's the Gemara said. The lady's allowed to make one then. That's when the lady's allowed to. He's allowed to live in the tunnels. Because the whole problem was we want to look nice. But then we have a special pasuk that you, Mr. Ritzeach, can't live there. So the Yasha is bald because there's a cousin. You have to live in the city itself. No tunnels.
I wonder, it's interesting for the Rana talks about Yehuda, about the Mara, the Sikh of the Mara, that's what determines where it is. So if the opening is in the city and this goes under the tomb,
so that's a good question. Yes, a good question. Because we're back, that's really your question. A little bit, we're talking about that. So you're asking, you're saying, what about, let's say, the opening for the tunnel? Was. But here, I don't know if it's going to work because there's a custom. I'm not sure. Let's see. Here's a special because there's a custom.
Where was the opening?
We'll see. Here you said, let's say the opening in the RMA class.
Where else would it be?
On the other side of Gaza, basically. And let's say, and then the
where
guy.
Where else would it be?
No.
The tunnel only started afterwards.
Why not? If it start, most tunnels, I'm saying, they don't have to be all the front 2,000 hours long tunnel. Pretty long tunnel.
Yeah, but they didn't start in the city. It's 4,000,
3,000 foot tunnel. You don't have to have a big tunnel.
But if it didn't start in the city, why would you think that it should be in the city?
Ground,
it started in the city, it continued going out,
but
you think maybe
I'll be in the city. No, it's in the Tchum. Tchum is good enough, as long as 2,000 hours around.
So you gotta be on top of 2,000
hours? Yeah, it saves you on top. If they run, it's time to run on top of your life, it will help them just to run here.
Oh, so you gotta be on top, but just not under.
You can't live on.
But you gotta live on top.
You can't live on top. Or a lady can't live on top. But he could live on bottom.
Can live on bottom?
A lady can, yes, live on bottom. But a Ritzayah can't even live
above.
Underground tunnel.
But he can't live above ground.
Okay, because it's supposed to be nice. Those 1,000 arms around the city are supposed to look nice. It's supposed to be a nice view. So he can't live underground. He can't live overground. Can't start making building projects. So 1,000 arms, you know, maybe 700, no, 1,000 arms, 1,500 feet, just greenery. It's nice. It's good to be late. Nice.
I'm
late. No, it's good. You can spoil it. Start from there.
But the first is grazing
around. Yeah, right. Come
on. Start from there. Start.
Are you
not
screaming and stuff over there?
Maybe not screaming. Puzzle doesn't say not to scream. Doesn't say not to scream. Says you can't build. You don't have to scream when you do spiders anyway.
Building vessels.
And maybe not build it. Say you can't live there. Doesn't say you can't build. But you can't live there. Don't live in the field. You can't do more than 6 hours. That's called living. Fine. Let's see Rashi. Rashi explains this whole thing that we're talking about now. Migrash ear. Let's see Rashi Migrash ear. It's six line, like from, like around the 6 foot wide line, the wire right across. What is Rashi? Migrash Irash says, "Ein oisin sada shalvi." If it was a migrash, it was the empty part, which is the outer, which was the outer 1,000. Ein oisin, you cannot make them sada shalvi. You can't make them to a field of levian. But migrash, a migrash should not do la levian. Which, what about a migrash? Now Rashi explained what's the difference between migrash and sada. Should not do levian. It was given to the levian alpayim ama. Right, that means alpayim. That word is alpayim. Alpayim ama, 2,000 ama. Seviv or surrounding ha'ir the city. Because seviv, like the pasuk says, umadaisem mechutz la'ir. And you should, and they measure around the city. Alpayim ama, 2,000 amas. Right, that's the bach ezin. Right, see that little gimel in the Rashi. The guy says bach. The bach ezin in the words by the gimel alpayim ama. So around the city is supposed to be 2,000 amas. That's one pasuk by Midbar Lamedei. But what's the problem? Uchsev, we have another pasuk that says Mikir Ha'ir, from the wall of the city of Chutzah on the outside. Elif Amah. It's a contradiction of Pesukim. Rashi bringing down a Gemara from Irvin. One pasuk says that outside the city of the Levi you need 2,000 Amas. The other pasuk says you need 1,000 Amas. So what should I do? It's a contradiction the Gemara has. So the question is, no, Hakei said, how could this be? 1,000 amas has to be a migrash, empty land. She'ema, that there's not a lois bayis, not a house, lois sada, not a field. Vasha'ar, the rest of it, the rest, meaning the other 1,000, should be sadais, should be fields of crow and vineyards. So that's been where I explained. What do you do with the 2,000 amas? 1,000.
It seems from here that the migrash is the next level outside from the city, and from the way it's listed in the order here. 1,000 amas for the midrash, and then another 1,000 amas for the field of vineyard.
It's working
its way out.
Working its way out. Right. That means that the closest to the city, the midrash, is further out. Well, yeah, it could be. It makes more sense. I'm just saying here, you're starting from the
Eve in the city, right? Mm-hmm. And this list. First is the midrash. Which would mean that's the next thing right outside the city, and then
you're starting from the cure.
Well, it's talking about from the cure.
So it looks like there's an empty city.
The makir from the wall of the city and outside 1,000 amas.
So
like a Martin Irvin. I hear your question. It sounds like maybe we'll have to look at the Gemara. It sounds like right. You're saying it sounds like the.
So is it reverse?
It could be. I have to look. We have to check it soon. Maybe I'll still go see tomorrow. Talk tomorrow. But let's just. I want to see this next Rashi. Le mechilos, right? So we said, what's the case? The case is that you're making mechilos, that you're making tunnels. Said a lady could live underground in a tunnel under this migrash, but Ritzayah can't. Mechilos, what are you actually saying? Tachas hakarko, underground. She'ena oichlos bin migrash. It's not eating the migrash in the migrash kum melamayla. It's not eating anything from on top. It's not taking up any space on top. So the ilav the siv ba. If not for the fact that it was by a Ritzayah that it wrote the word ba, that we made the drush of Eloi b'tchuma, not in its chum. Hayisi Aymer, I would have said, Yadur b'tchuma, he shall live, he can live, the Ritzayah can live in his chum, in the boundaries. The Ma'ar in a cave, he's allowed to live in a cave, I would have thought. Kadabaz Dali, no. So the Maskar is the Gemara, what's coming out? Our Mishnah told me, what's Maskar? The Mishnah told me it does absorb, referring to if he's on the run. The Brisa says it doesn't absorb. Right, so we asked, of course you can't live on top. No one will let live on top. Of course you can't live.
The Brisa doesn't say it doesn't absorb. You can't live.
You can't live. So we said, of course you can't live on top. So it means even underground. Even though Levim could live underground, it's not really the scenery. You were at Seyach, because there's a God, you can't live underground, you must live in the city itself. So the trush above, for Levim told me, you have to live in it and not its boundary. It means in it, and not in its boundary, underground. That's the issue. Even though Levim can live underground, you were at Seyach, you can't live underground. You got to go in the city, in the heat of things, with all the other friends, murderers. Fun. Everyone's asking me here, how does it work? Which ones? It seems like to be that the inside is the going to be the nice field, and outside. That's what I remember also. Really, now they're saying, remember that. That's how it works. But where's Gemara come from? Gemara in Erevin. Where does it come from? It comes from Erevin Nimbalam and Alf. Let's find Erevin quickly. See how it works. Yeah, how it works exactly. Which is that thing? I remember also the right, the nice scenery is right inside the city, and then outside is the mikvah. And then outside of that, it's going to be the mikvah. Aha, fun. That's what it sounds like. What is it? Fine, let's try to start the next Gemara. Let's try to get 2 minutes over here. Right. What do we say in the Mishnah? We had a machlokes in the Mishnah. We know now, let me ask you a question. We know the halacha is if a Ratzeach kills, the murderer can kill the Ratzeach, the Kol Adam, the Redeemer of Blood can kill him. Now, is that a mitzvah? Does he have to kill him? Is it a mitzvah that he has to? Or if he wants to, he could kill him. Machlokes in our Mishnah. Right? Do you have to kill the Ratzeach Adam? Sees this guy, Adam, the mitzvah you have to kill? Or just be what? If you're not in the mood today of killing people, you're not so, then don't kill them. So it's machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Glili. Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, Rabbi had it in our Mishnah, what happened? Rabbi Yosi and Glili said that it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to kill Adam, it's a mitzvah to kill him. If you kill him, you get a mitzvah, you get a check. And if he's not around, any person is allowed to kill him. Right? He's a, well, that was a mitzvah, right? So that was a mitzvah, and everyone else is Rishon. That's what he said. He said, if it's a mitzvah, he's Rishon. What school says no?
Yeah, if he's not around, or right. He has no relatives,
right.
That would qualify.
So it sounds like from the Gemara, really, he has no one. It sounds like the Gemara, there's no one. It's a good question. Because the Gemara sounds like there's no one if in Gol Adam. It doesn't really say.
He's not there at the moment.
It's a good question. I'll ask you because I really want really more about this. Good question. That's fine. So, actually, we'll check this question. It's a good question to try to see. It sounds like he's not around. Well, unless he's on the other side of the world.
So, he has a goal of time. He's just not present in the, at this time.
Could be. I'm not sure what this is. Could be. I'm not sure if this is. Okay. One second.
Sure.
Fine. Good.
Okay, that's it.